Thank you, Mr. Hall. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having an enjoyable Sabbath so far. We have a number of announcements to touch on here this afternoon before we move into the sermon, so we'll go ahead and jump into those. Just wanted to extend greetings from a couple members who from Pittsburgh and from Wheeling, who I was able to visit this past week and just expressed how much they miss you all and appreciate your outpouring of love and concern, like Mr. Bishop said, and just regular contact in addition to that. I was able to visit the Boyles from down in Wheeling this past week, who are homebound these days and not able to attend services in person, and they just expressed how much all of the feast cards meant to them from so many in Wheeling and in Pittsburgh. And then they said not only for the feast, but just throughout the year, people reach out, they send little notes. Some people found out when their wedding anniversary was, sent flowers for that, or sent a special gift during the feast, and they just really appreciate those expressions of love and care and wanted to pass on their thanks. And was able to spend a little time with Virginia Bryans this past week as well, and she certainly appreciates all of you. She was commenting on how she's sorry that she can't respond to all of your cards, so she is doing much better. As you know, when I was informed that she wasn't doing well in the middle of her battle with COVID, it seemed like we weren't sure if she was going to make it through that night. So that early morning trip to visit her in the COVID ward, honestly thought that might be the last time I got to see her. And as we talked about last week, we had something to give thanks for, something to turn our prayers into thanksgiving for and praise to our God, because he certainly did pull her out of that situation, and she seems to be getting back to herself. I was able to visit with her for about an hour and a half the other day, and she was happy to sit and chat. She is still lacking energy and still receiving a little bit of oxygen, so she's a bit frustrated with those things, would like that not to be the case, wants to feel well enough to do the things that she could normally do, but it was good to spend some time with her, and I know others have been there to see her as well, and she really appreciates that time and that interaction. So send greetings from Mrs. Bryans to all of you. Let's take a look at our local calendar. If you have a copy with you or if you have it in your email, just want to highlight a couple of things on there. First of all, also mention that Nancy Oles, as of last night, says she is feeling much better, still hasn't isn't quite feeling up to being back to services yet and is kind of lacking energy a bit from her sickness this past week, but she wanted to extend her appreciation for your prayers as well. Also, Mrs. Benty from the Wheeling congregation, I believe I sent prayer requests for her to all of you as well. Sometimes I send things to just Pittsburgh or to just Wheeling, and then sometimes I send them to both, and then I confuse myself, and I don't know which prayer requests I passed on to you. So I think I passed on the request from Mrs. Benty to all of you. She was feeling dizzy last Sabbath, and that continued throughout the week, and she eventually went to the emergency room. They ran a number of tests, and most of them came back fine, but they did discover with a chest x-ray that she had a light case of pneumonia, caught very early on, apparently. So she was kept in the hospital until today. She was supposed to be released today, so spent about 4 days there. Should be heading home today if everything worked out. So she wanted to pass on her thanks for your prayers as well. Calendar for November and December. I want to draw your attention to the time and location for next Sabbath. This is something that we've kind of alluded to a time or two in the past, but wanted to wait until it was a little closer to jump into the details of it, since sometimes we just have to focus on where are we supposed to be next. So now that we're close, let's talk about next Sabbath. Next Sabbath, November 6th, will be our first meeting of the Teen Speech Club for this season, the 2021-2022 season. So when we were asked to move up here to the area, I was discussing this responsibility with Mr. Henson. He graciously offered me the opportunity. That means he said, it's all yours, to go ahead and take over Teen Speech Club and planning for the prom as well. And as we were talking about things, he mentioned how this had been done in the past versus how it was done last year, given the restrictions on meeting sizes and everything. And what we decided after discussing it with him and the needs of the congregation and speaking needs and things like that is that when we have Teen Speech Club scheduled, we will go back to the pattern of having a combined service on that particular Sabbath. So next Sabbath, November 6th, will be our first Teen Speech Club meeting and our first of those Sabbaths that I'm referring to. So we'll have services combined at Chartiers Community Center in Houston, and we will have services at 1 p.m. So please note the a bit unusual time compared to what you're used to, and also the different location. We're having services at 1 p.m. because we have teens that are coming from 2, 3, sometimes even 4 hours away to be a part of the Teen Speech Club. It shows how much they want to be together and have a connection with other young people in the church. So we have services a little bit earlier so we can get the club started, and it can be wrapped up hopefully by around 6 p.m., and that gives families time to travel back home. So services at 1 p.m., we'll take a short 30-minute lunch break after services, and then we'll start the club. And we're asking all of the families who are bringing teens who are participating in club to just do what they did last year and bring their own picnic lunch. This helps the day to move along a little faster rather than setting up for a potluck and getting everyone through the line and all of that. So families will bring their own meals to have a quick bite before we start the speech club. So those of you who don't have teens in the club but who would like to stick around anyway, feel free to bring a sack lunch if you'd like. If you want to just sit around the tables and enjoy each other's company on these special Sabbaths. So 1 p.m. next Sabbath, Chartiers Community Center. We'll have 7 meetings this year, so typically that'll be the first Sabbath of the month, with a couple of exceptions that we'll tell you about as they come along. There were a couple of times when the first Sabbath just wasn't available at that hall, and we'll let you know when that's the case. On the calendar, I also wanted to point out November 10th and 11th. I included on the calendar there camp meetings in McKinney, Texas. Since I used to be a camp director once upon a time, now just this past summer since I was, I'll need to go down for those meetings and be a part of those. So I included those on the calendar just so you know I'd be out of town on those particular days. And then, of course, we have Friday Night Live and Thanksgiving and Winter Family Weekend included on the calendar as well. So with our combined service on the first Sabbath of the month, we still wanted to have Pittsburgh-only days and Wheeling-only days, so those will stay the same. Second Sabbath of the month, my family and I will be in Wheeling-only. And the fourth Sabbath of the month, we'll plan to be in Pittsburgh-only. So we'll do the circuit on the third Sabbath of the month. And if you look closely at this calendar, November 20th, 10 a.m., Wheeling, 2:30 Pittsburgh. December 18th, 10 a.m., Wheeling, 2:30 Pittsburgh. So that means everyone in Wheeling's mad at me now, and you can all be happy with me. And we're going to ask Wheeling to take the morning service on the third Sabbath of the month when we do the circuit. Wheeling's going to take the morning service, and you all will have afternoon. So yes, that means you have afternoon services all the time, almost. I'm sure there will be exceptions. And if there's a fifth Sabbath in the month and we are doing the circuit, we'll ask Pittsburgh to get up bright and early because we know you can do it. We're confident that being at services in person is important to you and that you're willing to sacrifice by getting up early to be here at 10 a.m. All right, a couple of other announcements from headquarters. Let's see, two reminders that we have read before, but we're asked to once again read them this Sabbath. The first is regarding the Foundation Outreach International program in Kenya. There's an opportunity for up to 4 young adults to serve in Kenya at the youth camp this December 2021. And camp is a 4-day youth camp with a potential safari trip to a Kenyan game park after camp. So as we've read the full announcement the past 2 weeks, we won't go into all the details, but please do see me if you need a copy of the fact sheet or the application. The sooner you apply, the better. The deadline is November 12th, but the sooner you apply, the better, as we'll be accepting people during the process. So received a reminder yesterday to announce this again, so they must not have filled all the needs yet. So if there's anyone who's been kind of toying with the idea, let's chat about it. I've been there. The first time I went on a project was to Ghana, West Africa, and I heard the announcement in church and was like, wow, that would be really incredible to do, but there's no way I could do that. And then it just kept coming back up, and they kept announcing it, and I kept thinking, man, I really want to do that. I just don't see how there's any way. And then when I finally decided that I was going to go on this project, or at least apply for it, decided that, you know, I don't really need my dream car, my Mitsubishi Eclipse. I could sell that. I could buy something a little cheaper. My dad always bought and sold cars, so it was constant. Like, let's change cars out here and get a different ride. So my plan was I'll sell my car. I'll use some of the money for this plane ticket to Ghana and pick up another vehicle with the rest. And once I made that decision and talked to Mr. Register, who was in charge of the projects at that time, he said, oh, actually, we have a scholarship program where we'll pay for, I believe, up to half of your plane ticket. So even when you think, wow, this is something I'd like to do, but just don't see how it could work out, if it's something you're truly interested in, sometimes opportunities open up. So just keep that in mind. And if they would let me go, I would be there. That would be really cool to go to Kenya. Also, a reminder about winter camp. We are moving forward with plans to hold our teen winter camp over winter break. You can find more information at camps.kagwa.org. But some important deadlines coming up. November 1st is the staff application deadline, so you have 2 days left. And the camper deadline is November 15th. To decrease the possibility of spreading the COVID-19 virus, we're asking that participants not attend the Winter Family Weekend prior to coming to winter camp this year. So you have to pick one or the other. And regardless of vaccination or immunity status, we're asking all participants to test negative for COVID-19 prior to arriving at camp. So keep that in mind. Please don't buy any non-refundable plane tickets until you're officially accepted and told to do so. Next announcement. This one is regarding Winter Family Weekend. It's a little bit lengthy, but we'll read through it as we've been asked to do. This is from Mr. Nathan Willoughby, coordinator of Winter Family Weekend. It reads, we hope you will make plans to join us for this year's Winter Family Weekend at the newly renovated Galt House Hotel and Conference Center in Louisville, Kentucky. This year's event will run from Friday evening, December 24th through Tuesday evening, December 28th, and will feature plenty of fellowship time and opportunities to gain some godly knowledge on how to armor up and to burn some energy by participating in many of the activities you have come to enjoy at the Winter Family Weekend over the years, and some new ones too. The church is aware of the concerns surrounding COVID-19, and we're doing what we can to minimize any potential spread at the Winter Family Weekend. In order to reduce the potential spread of COVID-19, we are asking every member, aged 12 and up, regardless of vaccination or immunity status, to obtain a negative PCR test within 4 days of arriving at the Winter Family Weekend, and to bring a printed or digital copy of the results for verification upon check-in. Face coverings will not be required, but anyone desiring to wear a face covering is encouraged to do so. Additionally, we will offer socially distanced seating for Bible study, Sabbath services, Sabbath morning seminars, and all continuing education classes. While we realize protocols can sometimes be daunting, we do truly appreciate your willingness to follow the protocols to help ensure a safer environment for all attending. Now to address the question many have been asking, will we have sports? Yes. Due to the high contact nature of basketball, we will not have traditional basketball tournaments this year. At this time, we're still planning to have low contact sports such as volleyball tournaments and volleyball clinics, as well as the addition of 3-point tournaments, horse tournaments with cash prizes, and pickleball. Options for play will be available for both genders and a wide range of ages. Registration for this year's Winter Family Weekend will open on Sunday, November 7th. Shortly after you register, you should receive a confirmation email that will also contain some helpful documents as well as a link to book your hotel room at the Galt House Hotel. Additionally, the hotel reservation link will be made available on the Winter Family Weekend webpage and by a link your pastor will share with you by email on November 7th. For a list of the activities being planned and information on how to register for the Winter Family Weekend, please refer to the Winter Family Weekend fact sheet, which there are copies of over on the counter, as well as copies of the local calendar if anyone needs a hard copy of that. Or you can visit the Winter Family Weekend website at members.kagwa.org/WFW. Follow-up announcement to that. Winter Family Weekend Family Variety Show. Do you have a talent to share? Then this announcement is for you. We're very excited to announce that on Saturday evening, December 25th, we will be hosting our very first Winter Family Weekend Variety Show. This is a fun opportunity for individuals, small groups, and families to share their talents with fellow family members. What kind of acts are we looking for? The sky's the limit. If you can spit a rhyme, dance to a tune, sing your heart out, or play an instrument, we encourage you to participate. How do you take part? The Winter Family Weekend registration process has an option for you to sign up to be a variety show participant. Choose this option, and we'll reach out to you in the very near future to share and collect more information. What are the guidelines? First and foremost, we want all acts to be pleasing to God and uplifting to each other. Other than that, we ask that you bring any special props, instruments, or specific sound equipment you may need outside of what is standard for us to have at Winter Family Weekend. We also ask that you keep your act to 4 minutes or less. What is the deadline to sign up? December 10th, 2021. But please don't delay. We're limited to 30 to 40 participants. So if you're attending Winter Family Weekend and want to share your gifts and talents, please be sure to sign up for that as well. Finally, just a reminder about our fundraising opportunity, our service project that we're participating here in the area in conjunction with Wheeling as well, to raise funds for the school expenses for Safna, the young girl in Sri Lanka who could use some help with her school fees. Again, our target amount for that fundraiser is $700, which would cover her school expenses for the entire year. And if you're able to help out with that, you can pass on funds to Mr. Bill Miller. If you're contributing via check, please make the check payable to Kagwa PAF, Kagwa PAF for Pittsburgh Activity Fund. That is it for announcements. I made it through. This afternoon, you get a break from listening to me, and I get a break from preparing another message since I'll be on for the next 5 or 6 weeks in a row. So thank you for letting me have a break. We'll be hearing a pre-recorded sermon by Mr. Joel Meeker. We'll have one more hymn, though, first before the sermon video.